Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Ortiz. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Ortiz. Call Ortiz, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Ortiz.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Ortiz with you. And open lines today, anything around the house that needs my attention, it's now your chance to pick up the phone and give me a call at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, our text line is now the same as our call-in line, 803-0930. Keep in mind, you can always email me, hammertime@cortiz.net. And when you're on the internet, take a pause and check out cortiz.net. It's brand new, and everything we do is listed there. It includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. It's made for your indoor kitchen as well as your outdoor kitchen. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our small projects divisions all there at cortiz.net, along with charting and watching the progress of the Ortiz Global Headquarters at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Progress is continuing. Admittedly, a setback occurred this week in relation to lumber costs, and you may have been hearing about this in the news. And I thought we would talk a little bit about this reality that we're facing today in our industry. Many would think that as the economy would have slowed, that the availability of building materials and products related to your home would be more plentiful and lower priced. Well, guess what? There's a good chance that the opposite is indeed happening. Building products are heavily driven by commodities like lumber, oil, and steel. Now, when those raw materials face supply disruptions, that can trickle down the supply chain. And COVID is slowing the production and delivery of raw materials in certain building material sectors, as the requirement of social distancing is limiting manpower. Plus, there are companies that have closed, that were closed during the shutdown and not have geared back up to full production. And so that's certainly, you know, had an impact here. And the products that suddenly flow every 8 weeks instead of every 2 weeks can create real shortages, especially if there's a high demand for them. The best example was that shortage that was created with toilet paper. Limited backstock was overwhelmed, and the manufacturers could not keep up with the producing of the product. The other reason why builders and homeowners should be expect disruption in the supply of building products is that the lockdowns have been rolling throughout the world. Now, this is quite interesting. For example, there are factories in China which manufacture the pieces and parts for locks and garage door openers, which are assembled in Mexico and later shipped to the United States. In the first quarter of this year, manufacturing in China dropped as much as 80%, and the parts needed to build products in Mexico were indeed not even shipped. Then, in our second quarter, a double whammy occurred when Mexico shuttered a lot of its manufacturing because United States suppliers did not invest heavily in larger inventories in these products prior to the virus. Shortages are certain. The final reason you'll see shortages in certain building products is because there are companies struggling to do well prior to the coronavirus pandemic, which will fail over the next several months. Unfortunately, there are too many companies in America with poor business models that have too much debt and therefore do not have the reserves to be able to withstand the slowdown in business. Now, the payroll protection plan may help a lot of those, but indeed some are not going to survive. Now, these companies were heading towards failure prior to the pandemic, and now the pandemic will be the final nail in their business coffin. Not only in the building supply industry, but across the retail sector, high debt levels will shutter many stores, and we've heard a lot about retail stores closing. Here's the best advice for keeping these disruptions from slowing down your construction project. Make your product decisions early and place your orders with plenty of lead time. Making a decision 2 weeks before needing the product will result in a delay. Right now, it's about supply and not the price. If you haggle over the price too long, you may miss the opportunity to purchase your item. There are some other areas with unforeseen problems. Things like masonry accessories and pneumatic nails, they come from China. Garage door openers come from Mexico. Locks are made in Mexico. Electrical components from China, including light fixtures. Interior doors that are made in the United States, manufactured delayed by coronavirus and reduced by plant closures. Social distancing requirements for windows made in the United States. Factories are creating reduced production and delays. Spruce lumber due to mill shutdowns and curtailments in Canada. Of course, we've had the issue with not only the slowdown in production, but then the spike in demand, wildfires out west, and layer in the tariffs and the border shutdown, all affecting the import of lumber from Canada. So these are the realities of what we're facing today, kind of a perfect storm in a way. And we had it happen to us with the building, the material costs, the lumber costs for our building. We are experiencing an increase in our costs because of that. And I was a little put off by it because we were under, you know, a contract with the supplier and took the opportunity to say, well, I'll look around and see if I could do any better. And of course, you know, I knew that I wouldn't because of the fact that lumber is higher across the board. So we had to swallow that bitter pill and pay more for our lumber for the new building. So anyway, it is what it is, and we have to weather through it. I think my read on it is that it's going to subside fairly soon. As the construction season starts to wane, you'll see supplies start to build and therefore price start to drop. It is inevitable. But right now, if you're buying lumber, plan on paying almost double for it, believe it or not. 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. Anything around the house. Open lines this Saturday. If you have had a question you've been meaning to ask, now's your chance. Pick up the phone right now. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And on Facebook, Facebook Live, on our WBEN Facebook page, you can watch the show and post a question there as well. Jerry will read it for you. Right here live on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Ortiz, your man for before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Clarence Transit Road and say good morning to my Coombody, Gabe Maddalena. He's the manager of the Lakeshore branch there on Transit Road, right next door to Spoltz Farms and across the street from Transit Middle. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good, good. Yeah, you're busy there at the Clarence branch, and we've been sending a lot of people your way, Gabriel, for the home equity line of credit at 2.5 fixed for 12 months with no cost whatsoever.
Oh, it's such a great product, great rate. You know, and unlike the lumber industry, we have an abundance of our product. We have cash to borrow out, to lend out. So, and it's cheap.
At there you go.
100% fixed for 12 months, no closing costs, no annual fees. We make it simple. The process is simple. We make the whole experience one to remember, one where you want to tell your friends and your families to take advantage of.
And that is very well said, because indeed that's what happens when somebody does have a good experience at Lakeshore. They tell their friends and family. That's what we're all about here, too, telling you out there listening to us now on WBEN, that this is the bank for you. They take all of the risk out of your banking transactions and leave you with a kind of a pleasant feeling that you've really made a friend and an ally with the services they provide at Lakeshore Bank. So well said, Gabriel.
Absolutely. You know, and along with that, we have mortgage rates as low as 2.625%, low closing cost, and just, you know, no better time, no better bank. Come in or talk to us at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Visit us online. Many different avenues to make it as easy as possible.
Okay. The phone number there at the Clarence Branch.
688-6114.
Repeat that for us.
688-6114.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Hey, it's Bowerly. You know, there are a lot of things we take for granted in life we probably shouldn't, like maybe vacuum cleaners. If you have a department store vacuum, you'd better not take it for granted because chances are when you need it, it's not going to work. On the other hand, I have a SIBO from Rosex Vacuums. SIBO has been delivering quality vacuums for years without the fancy advertising and gimmicky claims, just constant reliability. So I could take my vacuum for granted. I don't, but I could. And now SIBO is backing up its reliability with a 10-year guarantee. Just register your new SIBO with your Rosex account number and your 5-year warranty is extended to a 10-year guarantee against manufacturer's defects. Discover what thousands of Western New Yorkers have already experienced. The reliability and dependability of a SIBO delivering a cleaner and healthier home. The Rosex Showroom, Sheridan and Sweet Home Plaza Amherst or McKinley across from Monroe Muffler, Hamburg. Please remember, he'd like you to wear your mask and cover your nose and mouth. Tell him Bowerly sent you to Rosex.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Attention business owners of Western New York. If you're paying $1,000, $2,000, or even $3,000 or more in credit card processing fees month after month, then you're paying way too much. Here's a solution. Call Merchants United today. They can help lower your fees, which puts more money back in your pocket. Merchants United will give business owners three options, all of which will reduce your credit card processing bill by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every single month. Merchants United provides incredible savings for so many local businesses, car dealers, auto repair shops, retail shops, pizzerias, and more. They set up everything. Plus, there's no upfront fees, making it a no-brainer. Here's owner Dana Vosberg.
Allow us to show you how we can save you up to 99% of your current credit card processing bill.
If you're a business owner in Buffalo, one phone call to Merchants United can save you money every single month. Visit Merchants United at MUSAVES.com or call 855-MU-SAVES. That's 855-MU-SAVES.
When you're thinking of windows and doors, think no farther than Big L. They're on William Street, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Their phone number is 895-8484, the website biglwindows.com. That's where we went when we were shopping for windows for Cortez headquarters. Yeah, wait till you see our building. You're going to love the windows. Black interior, black exterior, and good looking and easy to care for. That's what you'll get when you talk to your friends at Big L. They'll help you find the window for you. Marvin Windows and Therma-True Doors, all at Big L. And of course, their total trust guarantee. What that means is you'll never have any worry when once the installation occurs. If you ever have an issue, you give them a call, and with total trust, they'll come out and they'll take care of it for you. You ask Bill Horbit Sr. about that, and he says, you know, for over 45 years, Big L's been doing business by the simple adage, do the right thing. When you ask Bill, he'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, yeah, we just do the right thing. That's what Big Al's all about. Big Al, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, 895-8484, BigAlWindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:21 is the time on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you today? 803-0930. That's my phone number. Give me a call right now. Anything I can help you with around the house this Saturday morning. As we talk about the supply chain issues that we've been suffering in our industry with the pandemic and what it's done to manufacturing, building products. Again, a lot of it has relation to the actual supply chain being encumbered by high demand. But then when you had slowdown in supply with slowdown in manufacturing, that led to the increase in the pricing. Factories around the country and around the world being shut down during periods of the pandemic, also having an impact now on availability and supply. We've been seeing it with siding. For some reason, probably related to the shutdown of the factories, siding has become scarce. Some windows are an issue. Now, I know that Marvin is not a problem with delivery because they did not shut down during the pandemic. So we've been seeing varying kind of degrees of this, and it's all based on whether the factories were open or whether they were shut down. But across the board, we are seeing this increase in cost and the staggered ability to be able to get materials on a reliable basis. It is wrecking havoc with our schedule. We've been kind of bogged down by this because it seems to be affecting, you know, almost all of our jobs to one degree or another. So, you know, here we had kind of a good go, if you want to look at it in comparison to other industries, through the heart of the pandemic with staying fairly active with sales, limping through the middle of the pandemic shutdown with limited staffing availability and capability with what we were allowed to do. And then coming on the other side when we were deemed essential again to be able to ramp back up to the work that we had open and the backlog we already had collected. And now we're kind of seeing the downside of it all with kind of the catch-up of the slowdown in manufacturing and the lack of availability of lumber. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to get through it, but it's just kind of an odd consequence that we're experiencing now, kind of after the first wave, as we hopefully gear up for what will be a minimal second wave, if one at all. I'm inspired to see that, you know, we're trudging through it and kind of getting by. But be aware that availability of building materials is still an issue, and, you know, we're going to have to weather through that. And as I said already, I think as the supply your supply chain will start to build and the reservoirs will start to fill again as the season wears and the impact of winter starts to have a slowdown on the industry as it does every year. I think you'll start to see then pricing will start to slow down and also availability of materials will start to increase. So,
you know, Dom, prior to the pandemic, I noticed lumber going up. I'm talking from 2019 into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So has it gone up even more? How much more significant of an increase has there been?
So right now we're seeing lumber basically double in cost during the from the beginning of this year. Just to kind of quote a statistic for you, price per thousand of board feet in January was around $400 per thousand board feet. In September, in early September, the price per thousand board feet rose to $950 per thousand. So that's more than double or about double. And that is all related to the increase in demand. And we can talk a little bit more about what that is. But also the real issue, I think, is the slowdown in production related to the shutdown of plants, as I said already, the tariffs that have been put on, slowing down shipping, border restrictions, and all of that. And, of course, the forest fires all had an impact on lumber production. But couple that with that increase in demand, and that it creates the perfect storm for the doubling in the price. Now, why is the demand increased? Well, the housing supply is in short supply now. There's more people wanting to buy houses than there are houses available. I heard a statistic that houses have gone up around 10 to 15% across the board in terms of the price that they're selling for. So with housing supply being in shortage, more people are staying put and renovating their home. That's why we're so busy. People have telling me that they've explored the option of moving and got frustrated with that process based on the price tags they were seeing on homes. So therefore, the option to stay put is now front and center and more likely a viable alternative for them. So that's part of the reason why you got to increase demand.
Captive audience.
Yeah, exactly. And when you have a scenario where there's no place else to go, you got to pay the price. And it's exactly what it is.
Okay, I got a story. Supply chain, we bought some furniture, and they kept delaying us. They kept saying it's not in because it truly wasn't.
Sure.
They let us give a credit back onto the card. We went to another place. It wasn't in stock, but it actually did come in 2 weeks later. That salesperson said the same thing. The supply chain is really bad. All the furniture plants are in North Carolina, and a lot of them were affected by the shutdowns as well for production.
Yep.
So anyway, we got our furniture, and it's very comfortable and, well, never mind. The other important thing I just wanted to say is one small quick little thing.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Did you happen to check where the furniture was manufactured?
Hold on, I'm sorry. My headphones were way low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, my particular set was North Carolina.
Okay, so you know it was American made.
Yes.
Because, you know, as I said already at the top of the show, we're seeing, you know, kind of a wave of supply chain issues based on where in the world the products are made. In some areas, and primarily in the United States, we had complete shutdowns. So therefore, you're going to see that kind of ripple effect in the availability of materials.
I just couldn't imagine shipping furniture from China anyway, just because of the weight of it.
It may not be so much the actual furniture, but the parts and pieces that kind of go into a lot of manufacturing are Chinese.
Exactly. One last thing.
Yeah.
No questions on Facebook. And if you want to, you can post your questions there and I'll read it.
Absolutely. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We have a first stringer here. Yeah, Tom Puckett with the latest from the WBEN Newsroom. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Dominic. Good morning, everybody. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Prominent attorney Steve Barnes, who along with partner Ross Lino developed the successful law firm, complete with ubiquitous advertising and old-time jingle, died along with his niece Elizabeth in a plane crash yesterday in Genesee County. Attorney Paul Cambria tells WBEN's Tom Bowerly, Barnes along with Lino were pioneers in attorney advertising.
Before that time, the way that people heard about attorneys is they read about them in the newspaper or saw something on television or radio, and that was it. And advertising was something that lawyers were forbidden to do until relatively recently in the late 60s. And once that was opened up, You know, they found a way to do it and to do it with dignity and class.
The NTSB is looking into the cause of that crash. New York State's daily count of new coronavirus cases topped 1,500 for the first time since late May as Governor Cuomo warned local governments they'll face fines if they don't enforce social distancing and mask rules. The governor's complained up for days now. Local governments have not been cracking down enough on violations of virus safety regulations. The state attorney general's office calls the death of India Cummings tragic, but no charges will be filed. Cummings died in 2016 at Buffalo General Hospital after spending time at the Erie County Holding Center. After a two-year investigation, Tish James's office has determined Cummings' death cannot be attributed to anything provable as far as criminal conduct on the part of any of the individuals responsible for her care at the holding center. The WBEN 7 First Alert forecast for today, mostly cloudy and cool and a high of 56. Partly to mostly cloudy with a shower in spots tonight, low 45. Right now, partly sunny and 50 outside of Amherst Studios. The only way you can take WBEN with you is the radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Tom Puckett, News Radio 930 WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are indeed many, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware, loads of different styles and color, add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And if you're looking for COVID glass, they've got it for you in 36 by 24 inch sizes with or without pass-throughs and with discounted prices. Just tell them that Dominic sent you for that too. That's Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Memories. When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
Homeowners, it's time to get your furnace prepared for winter. And my friend Scott Murray, president of Reimer Home Services, has a tip for you. Now is the time to get the furnace tuned up. And there's always a Reimer reason for everything they do. Right now, Reimer is offering a special you've got to take advantage of. It's called the Super Tune-Up for your furnace. So what's the Reimer reason for a Super Tune-Up? Well, reason one, you get a thorough cleaning of your furnace, so it works at peak efficiency. Reason two, Reimer's knocking $100 off the Super Tune-Up, regularly $189, now just $89. Reason three, a Reimer Super Tune-Up allows your furnace to run properly. That can save you money, up to 33% off your utility bill. These are just a few Reimer reasons why you should book the $89 Super Tune-Up today. Prepare for winter. Keep your family warm and safe. Call Reimer Home Services, 694-8524. Get your $89 Super Tune-Up, 694-8524.
Let our family help your family is the motto of the Stamm Law Firm.
Hi, this is Brian Stamm. You know us for our estate planning and after-death proceedings, which includes the Stamm Basic 3 and Medicaid planning. But we also help injured people from car accidents, slips and falls, and medical malpractice.
And I'm Brad Stamm. Many times, these two areas of law go hand in hand, which is why we've been handling these types of cases for over 50 years. Whether you need compensation for losses from someone else's negligence, or you need to do your estate plan and protect and preserve your assets, the Stam Law Firm stands ready to help you in any way we can.
Our goal is to be your family's lawyers. We'd be honored to help your family with your personal injury case or to help you do your estate plan.
Let our family be your family's lawyers.
Call the Stam Law Firm today for your free consultation at 631-5767. That's 631-5767 or go to stamlaw.com.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps from Gorilla Garage Gear. Step one, how about a new garage door? It'll increase your home's curb appeal and save you energy, keep your family safe. Step two, how about a new Gorilla Garage floor like I have? Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. And lastly, step three, how about garage being a storage place for you to keep everything that you have in a neat and orderly fashion? Now, folks, you can save money. With step one, you'll save $100 on a new garage door. With step two, you'll save a whopping $300 when you buy a new garage door and you book your Gorilla floor. And you'll save $500 with step three when you do all three. A new door, a new floor, and storage. All from Gorilla Garage Gear. Find them online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Here's the phone number, 715-6927. 715-6927. Everything for your garage in three easy steps from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1038 is the time on WBEN, and how are you? 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. Anything around the house that needs my attention? We're talking about the supply chain and the impact on the availability of building materials, but really everything affected in one way or another with parts that are made around the world. And we're seeing surging in pricing with lumber and also the availability or lack thereof of some materials like siding. Especially too as well treated lumber for some reason, and again primarily I would think it's because it's coming from Canada. To Tonawanda we go, and Diane, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. My question is, what is your opinion on utilizing trucks for building a deck, and how that works here with our harsher winters and how it is maintained?
Yeah. So Trex is a brand name. The material is a composite deck board. And, you know, this goes into the category of one of the materials that are available now that exceeds the quality and the performance of what it replaced by leaps and bounds, and that was treated lumber deck boards. There really, to me, is no substitution now for a composite deck board. When you talk about the elimination of a major component of maintenance and upkeep with treated lumber. The sun's effect on treated lumber is quite extreme, even in our climate. You'll see checking and cupping if you don't keep that material properly sealed and protected. You do not have those issues with composite deck board. Now, having said that, you do need to be aware you're going to pay more for composite deck boards. They're going to last a lot longer, if not indefinitely. And they do need to be properly installed so as to not have problems with them being too tightly installed and therefore causing issues with expansion. And then you'll see problems with bulging and bowing as relates to the fact that their boards would put in too tight next to each other. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to the proper installation and the cost being greater. However, the benefit side is huge in that you don't have any of the maintenance that you would experience with treated lumber. Have you shopped around yet for it?
Somewhat, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now that brand name you mentioned is a brand, and you know it's probably the original, and therefore, just like Kleenex, it's why we call it Trex. But it's called composite deck boards, and we like the Fiberon brand, F-I-B-E-R-O-N. Yeah. And a reasonably priced version within the Fiberon product line is their Good Life line. It kind of falls in the middle of their price spectrum. And the difference really is not in the manufacturing of the boards as it is in the look. If you want a higher variegation, which means a higher kind of like color intonation, then the more expensive boards offer that. If you're looking for a more consistent look, then, you know, you can save a little money that way, too.
Right. The one that I was looking at is that Fiberon.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the better?
We just like it better because we find that it has better pricing and a lot more options in that they offer the layers of, you know, of quality-based, not quality, that's the wrong word, but of options, if you want to say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, Diane, that you may want to couple together with considering a composite deck board surface is also what to do with the railings, if there are railings. And right now, we've gone to a vinyl rail system. That is another kind of, you know, product that falls into the same category of better now than it used to be, with not having to deal with the maintenance of wood painting and wood maintenance with our weather and our climate, again, being an influence on that. Vinyl railings are a great substitute for that.
Great, great. And does your company use those?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a great vinyl railing product, again, with the Good Life. The interesting dynamic that relates to deck construction that also needs to be considered is the substrate. Now, the substructure, that hasn't changed. That needs to be, again, built with structural support in mind. So I'm talking about the piers, the joists, any beams. That is still all old school. That is not has not changed at all. It's really just the parts that get the weather, the deck boards and the railings that are really the change in the materials that we use today.
Great, great. And so like our harsh winters, no problem. Brush off the deck.
The only problem you'll have with composite deck boards that you may not have with treated lumber is that it'll be a tad more slippery in the wet conditions. So, yeah, with it, you know, being wet from rain or wet from snowfall, tad more slippery. But that would be the only real, I would say, downside to comparing it to, you know, the effects of what treated lumber will do as far as your ability to walk on it easily enough.
I see. And if you have like an above ground pool and put a deck onto the pool, would that be a good thing to put?
Of course. Yeah. Wherever you would use deck boards, wherever you would use treated lumber deck boards, you would use composite deck boards.
Oh, great. Great. Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. So good luck with that. And probably more important than I don't want to say more important, but equally important to the deck boards is the construction of the deck itself. The joists, the spans, the piers, the bearing of the piers, all of that is going to speak more for the longevity of the deck than anything else. So keep that in mind when you're shopping around for a deck.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that advice.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your call, Diane. Diane hangs up, and that opens up a line for you here on WBEN. The number is 803-0930. And as I mentioned already, we are seeing treated lumber, have issues in the supply chain. We're also seeing it with laminated beams, with trusses, anything that comes out of Canada, largely due to the borders shutdown and the tariffs that have been imposed on, you know, the lumber as relates to the cost. So these are the realities of the time we're in right now in the wave of the core of the pandemic. And as we get through that, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
Cortese, your man for
Well, the supply chain really never slowed down for my friends at Indoor Professionals. They stayed open in that they were essential, and they've been there for you then, they're there for you now, to thoroughly clean and sanitize your ductwork. The way it works is they come out to your home with the patented column duct cleaning system, and with that column head, they blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it all out, and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, so you'll breathe clean indoor air. And in addition to that, they'll offer you the other products they have, which are the medical-grade air purifier and the high-capacity dehumidifier, which we have both, and we enjoy cleaner air in our home as well from that. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's of course, we're right here in the middle of or the beginning of Rocktober, which is the busiest time. So if you want to get your duct scheduled before the end of October, that's about where we are right now without, you know, going. If you have respiratory issues or compromised immune system, two things. Number one is you can go on a priority move-up list, and because we're running hot with about six crews right now. But, also the medical-grade air purifiers, you should really check into. I do the in-home demos where the particles are, you watch them go from 500,000 down to zero in about 10 seconds. And, of course, we know that it kills 12 times smaller virus particles than the coronavirus. So it's amazing, both the portables and the ones that go in line on your furnace.
There you go. 683-3000, that's the number you're going to call this Saturday morning for the extra special Hammer Time radio-only discount. What's it going to be?
All right. So first of all, we have Lori back at the phones after she's been back at it for 3 months now with us and finally got an opportunity to go on the special Saturday. So she's going to be able to give you $35 off on duct cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have our products line, which, right now everything's in stock on both the high-capacity dehumidifiers and the medical-grade air purifiers. And we're still able to deliver those at $300 off.
Wow. Great pricing. And, of course, the supply chain didn't shut down for them, just like they didn't for your indoor air services.
Yeah, we suffered in April and May a little bit, but things are back in line. But the amount of the air purification systems going in schools and businesses to open up throughout the land is just incredible. So we hold our breath every day that when we, order our 50 up, that they're still going to come along.
683-3000. You heard Peter, $35 off your duct cleaning if you call right now. And save $300 on the medical-grade air purifier and the whole house dehumidifier. It's available right now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House radio show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
When Western New Yorkers want the highest quality kratom available, they don't go just anywhere. They go to the Oasis, where the King of Kratom, Ali, has a king's ransom of kratom available for the taking. In fact, the King of Kratom has so much kratom, he had to open a brand new Oasis smoke shop. Get your kratom from the King of Kratom, Ali, at Oasis Smoke Shop, 4212 Union Road off the 33 at the Airport Plaza. And now, 7474 Transit Road across from the Eastern Hills Mall. Online at WNYOasisSmokeShop.com.
Get the benefit of Blue with Medicare Advantage plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. The benefit of affordable plans. Starting at just $0 a month, our PPO and HMO plans let you receive care nearly whenever, wherever, and however you may need it. The benefit of getting more. Every Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan comes with our exclusive Blue Total Health package covering dental, vision, hearing, and more. The benefit of support. From our Blue Benefit Consultants to our exclusive Blue Concierge service team, you will have the support you deserve from trusted local experts. Get the benefit of the health plan that's close to home and can take you wherever you want to go. That's the benefit of Blue. Talk to a Blue Benefit consultant or set up a meeting today. Call 1-844-391-SAVE. That's 1-844-391-7283. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract, and enrollment depends on contract renewal. For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call 1-800-248-9296.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. It is central to the center's mission to convene discussions about current constitutional issues facing our nation so that people of all ages and perspectives can learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For the Center's live programs, constitutional news, podcasts, educational resources, and online interactive Constitution, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
Game on! NFL fans, football is back, and Radio.com is your home for the best NFL talk, interviews, and game analysis. Follow your favorite team all season on the best sports stations around the country. Get top NFL insiders and personalities like Boomer Esiason, Jim Rome, Tiki Barber, Brian Baldinger, Jason Lockett-Fora, and more. For fantasy football and betting tips, check out all the football podcasts, plus our newest podcast, Bet Sweats. Listen on radio.com or the radio.com app. Game on.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofing? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
We are filming the next season of Hammer Time TV right now, and stay tuned for that coming up in February as we launch our new season of Hammer Time TV. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. We're blessed by having several great Hammer Time partners on both Hammer Time Radio and Hammer Time TV. And whenever you need home improvement services, be sure to think of them first. 803-0930, that's the number for you here as we travel next to Alma and chat with Myrtle. Good morning, Myrtle. You're on WBEN.
Morning, Dominic.
Hi.
Very good program today.
Thank you.
I think you might have addressed this, but I missed part of it. We're considering having some construction work done on our home. Basically, a door taken out and a window put in, and a wall removed. And I'm just wondering, I know you can't have a glass globe, but every time we go to move forward, there's a delay on the lumber and the window, and the price keeps going up. We're in no rush for this. Do you think that perhaps it might be better to postpone this until late spring, early summer? Maybe the virus will be under control better and prices would come down?
Yes, I absolutely think that is indeed the case. Anything we push into first quarter or beyond is probably not going to suffer through the same cost implications that we're seeing right now. And furthermore, you might find that the bottleneck will have subsided as far as getting, a productive workflow as well. The bottleneck right now is really, choking us because we're still reeling from the shutdown. The domino effect of that is still haunting us because we had work that we were in the middle of during the shutdown that we had to stop. And then we had all the work that was already on the books prior to the shutdown that we had to start to get to as soon as we could. And, here we are some months later, and we're just starting to see some relief from that. So it's been very concentrated in trying to get all that work processed. So yes, if we push things off to next year, which is what we're telling everybody right now, you know, this is just not the year to really kind of think you're going to get prompt service at a good price. So yes, pushing it to next year, you might see some of that subside.
Okay. I think that's what we were leaning to, too, also. But, you know, I was listening to you, and I'm like, I bet he would have a better handle on this than us.
What we're telling our customers to do, Myrtle, is to go ahead and get us, you know, lined up to do the work, but be prepared to not see us until, you know, the spring.
Okay. Yeah, I think our question was more on the cost and the availability.
Yeah.
Like I said, one part went up $500 already, and... You know, I'm just thinking, well, that's $500 since summer, and maybe by next year it might...
I can't promise you that that prices are going to drop to levels of where they were before, but I will say that the surge in lumber is absolutely going to subside, because there's just no way it could be sustained at the levels that it's at right now.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, very good.
All right, Myrtle. Thanks for the call. All right, bye-bye. Myrtle's line is now free. If you want to call in before we expire at 11 as we travel now to Hamburg, and say hello to Dolores. Good morning, Dolores. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, and thank you, Dominic. Would you please tell me if you can recommend a drywaller, or how do you find a drywaller? You know, to put up the drywall, is the cost doing the same there? And then secondly, what's the advantage of using concrete board in the bathroom?
Right.
And can you reverse it? I mean, I'm kind of green on this stuff.
Okay. Concrete board is the material you would like to, you need to use as a substrate to tile. We use that as a substrate to tile because it's moisture proof. You don't use regular drywall or even moisture-resistant drywall under tile, because eventually the moisture will affect that. So concrete board is a cement material, and it's going to be moisture-resistant to the point where the moisture is not going to affect it, so it's not going to rot out. That's what you want to use as a substrate to tile.
Thank you. And you can't put anything other than tile on it.
Well, you know, you can use it as a substrate to anything that you want as a rigid backing. We use it on floors as well to tile over, but it's typically made to have tile applied to it, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as finding a drywaller, you know, that's another one of those areas that we're having a tremendous problem right now, is the availability of workmen, period. That's an ongoing issue, but now with a higher demand, you know, and smaller pool of manpower available, drywallers are at a premium. So you may want to call a remodeling company like ours to see if they can offer you drywalling services. Some of them do. We have a drywall crew, so we're able to do drywall work in-house.
I don't want to recommend it so people call you. I prefer to get...
Probably good advice, especially just saying it on the air. Well, thank you, Dolores.
Thank you.
All right, dear. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Nice. You too. Let's squeeze in Bob and Clarence. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
Yeah, hi. Any recommendations on generator installers? I've been
reading
at the prices and delays.
Sure.
And so forth.
We last week had Brian Ritter on from Zenner and Ritter, and they do carry the Generac line, and I do recommend that product line, and they are good at service and good at installation, so that would be a good place to go.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Well, speedy hour, huh? Jerry, this seems to be a blink of an eye and the hour's gone, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in and for calling in. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989, if you could believe that, right here on WBEN. Have a great week, and happy birthday, Diane. And remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.